Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here. Share, rate, comment on the pod. Ramon, I got some Thanksgiving questions for you.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather sit in a bathtub of gravy?
I'm going to pick that over anything else.
Or mashed potatoes?
Oh, definitely gravy.
How about mashed potatoes or cranberries?
Ew.
Why makes you want to be in gravy? I would go mashed potatoes over gravy every day.
I would go gravy. It feels like it would be good for your skin.
I can't do it. Like I said,
like
I can't do gravy.
If a spa told me right now, there was a spa somewhere that said, girl, we've got this gravy bath, and it will leave your skin like butter. I'm getting in. Warm gravy smells like
You know why?
Vegetables cooking. Make me some Ramona soup.
Every bath is like body gravy. It's just gross.
You don't like taking baths?
Not if I'm dirty.
I love taking baths. I'll take a bath.
First of all, I haven't taken a bath in probably 25, maybe
more. Seriously?
Okay, let's qualify that you're taking showers.
I am taking showers.
Regularly.
Okay. Showers.
Regularly?
Yeah, every
okay.
day.
Okay.
Twice a day, maybe.
But baths are awesome.
No. But also, which side do you want it, other than gravy?
If there's another side that I have to...
Yams?
I don't know.
I love me some yams.
Yeah, I do love yams.
Green bean casserole.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Worse than potatoes?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I would not want to be in a green bean casserole bathtub.
Oh, disgusting. I'm okay with never having green bean casserole again life. Let the green beans be green beans. I think we were, as a society, brainwashed by the Campbell soup people. They were like, what do we do with this chunky mushroom soup stuff? Let's tell people to put it on green beans and make it a casserole. And then they teamed up with the crunchy onion people. And then they sold it to us as a thing. But let's just let the green beans be green beans. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
I'd much rather have green beans seasoned than green bean casserole.
A sweet corn. Have you ever had a corn casserole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
good. That's my favorite.
I like the corn.
That's
casserole.
Good.
That's basically just a bunch of butter.
I would take that casserole. I would take any casserole ever.
Over that.
Over green bean?
Over green bean casserole.
No, I can get behind
tuna noodle. Over green bean. Anything.
Sure. Well, how about
if you have the choice, are you taking green beans cooked well?
Yeah.
Or are you taking green bean casserole?
Oh, cooked well green beans.
Casserole every time.
I'd rather have the green beans. Yeah.
Casserole every time.
It's a scam.
I like it.
It's a scam.
I love it. If you had to wear what they draw as a male pilgrim, if you had to wear one article of clothing all year long, would it be the shoes with the buckles?
They're cute. The knickers, and very much in style.
Knickers.
Yeah, you better enunciate.
the pilgrim hat.
Pilgrim hat. Ooh, I do love hats.
Or that shirt with that white thing around it.
That white's going to be tough to keep clean with the makeup. The shoes are cute, but look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do they have extra large hats like that?
I was going to say the hat. Well, they probably just take one for you with your big head, the one that they used on the Macy's Day balloon. They would take off of that and put on you.
Ha, 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 ha. Ramona has a big head.
I think I could be a thing if I started wearing a hat.
Every time I see an article, which I know that Google is feeding me these articles about Paris Hilton's baby, because they're always feeding me articles and ads for hats for big heads. I mean, they're always doing that because they know. But it just amazes me that there are still comments about Paris Hilton's baby's head. Like, how can you be so mean about the size of somebody's head? It's a baby.
But you're implying that a big head is a negative.
Because they're saying outright.
Yeah.
It's negative. They're not saying, ooh, he's got a big head, or wow, that's a noggin. He's going to be a smart one. They're making it negative.
Yeah, but, could be worse things to be made fun of than a big head as a baby. Baby can't read.
Baby can't read. The parents can.
Right. great.
Don't worry about it.
We hurt for our children, don't we?
No, if I had a big-headed baby, I would have been like, yeah, you know, whatever.
But, I mean, you're different.
That's true.
You're different.
That's true.
I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, when Addison was born, mm-hmm. his oldest, like, oh, how was it? You were in the delivery room? Yeah, when she came out, she kind of looked like raw chicken. Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah. Did you call her an alien? Because I know a lot of people say they look like aliens.
No, it was like, yeah, it was like a, no, it was like a raw, like a, the chicken that's actually like it's just been defeathered, but everything's still there. Oh, or maybe like a matzo ball kind of thing. It was not cute.
She, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a she.
I mean, it was okay. It was all right. I mean, it was a baby.
What do you mean, all right?
That was the most incredible day of my life watching my son be born. Like, that was the coolest thing ever. I loved it. But I could see how you would be like, eh.
Well, they had to wake me up because I fell asleep watching a basketball game. And,
oh, my God.
I'm kidding. I love her now. She's pretty cool.
You love her now? Yeah. I had to grow into it just a little bit.
Your honesty. I can applaud it.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harrison, friends.
On Mix 107.9. Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
Yes, she is Ramona Holloway. I'm Matt. JD's here too. And what is your truth today?
Over the past almost a year in my new job, have had the opportunity to come in contact with the community's most amazing givers. I mean, just it started with the Heart Association in February to the Family Dance Party for the Alzheimer's Association and Best Buddies. And I mean, all of these organizations I've had an opportunity to see in action doing amazing things to make the quality of life better for people here in our community.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, you know, last Thursday I was with professional philanthropists. They have a huge luncheon every year. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you how I got to MC the luncheon and how I knew I was going to be awkward because I was fangirling out over Harvey Gantt, like former mayor of Charlotte, Harvey Gantt building downtown, or I'm sorry, uptown.
There you go.
With his name on it. Yep. That Harvey Gantt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
I've decided, you know what, I'm just going to embrace my awkwardness. So I'm outside of the event, like just trying to get my nerves together. It's at Camp North End at this place called the Revelry. At first, I couldn't find it. I found some other girl who was lost, too. Finally get there, and who is walking in at the same time I'm walking in?
Harvey!
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh! It's Harvey Gantt. And his wife. And immediately I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get a picture. I gotta get a picture. What am I gonna say when I say this picture? What am I gonna do? I mean, I was just like,
freaking out.
Another, yes!
Come on.
You know how right. awkward I am with celebrities.
Oh, I would just people in general.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm awkward with people. But, you know, most people I think feel sorry for me.
Mm-hmm.
Famous people, I think, get a little scared. Like, security.
Weirdo.
Alert. So I'm trying to get a picture with him and April, who was the chair of the luncheon. And then I wanted to try to get Mrs. Gantt in it, but she didn't want to be in it.
Okay.
And then you know, it's Harvey Gantt. So everybody's trying to talk to him.
Right, you're bugging him.
So the next thing you know, he's walking away.
You never got a picture.
And now I didn't get a picture. Mm. So now I got to stalk him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, which feels very uncomfortable because people are stopping to talk to me, like, about the program that I'm going to MC. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Like, I can't do that now until
I'm
get to my...
I'm stalking right now.
Until I get this picture.
I am trying to get a picture with Harvey Gantt. Please, people, please. And so, finally, I track him down again, and I'm like, you know, I know you from my church, and I'm
just babbling.
I'm babbling all the things.
And you can't just go, hey, I'm Ramona, I'm the MC,
Sonia.
Let's take a picture.
You know what I mean? I can't.
You can't do that. That would have been simple.
Then I try to get Mrs. Gantt to be in, and she's like, is this picture just for you, or is this for social media? And I was like, oh, it's for social media. She's like, well, then I don't need to be in it. So now I'm at the threat of losing him again. Because now there are other
too
people.
Too much going on.
There's too much going on. I am trying.
You can't just say, I'm Ramona, I'm the MC. I'd like to take a quick picture with you. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, I could. I'm sure if I wasn't awkward and anxiety ridden, I'm sure I could have done that.
But, you did.
But we both know that, I was not able.
Right. Yeah.
So finally, I get the picture. And I'm pretty sure afterward he wanted to run away when he saw
Probably did. Probably
but
will next
when
time.
When he gave the speech, and by the way, he was being honored along with Heath Campbell from Truist, who used to be with Truist. They raised $25 million for Charlotte Rescue Mission in a year.
Amazing.
In a year.
Yeah.
In a year.
Yeah, crazy,
it's like,
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I mean, talk about using your social capital for good. I mean, it was just amazing. So afterwards, I wanted to get another picture, but I'm pretty sure that it was get away from Ramona.
Sure, of course it was. Of course it was.
Because I was awkward.
Yep. No.
But thank you. Thanks for giving. And if you go to Mix 107.9's Facebook page right now, you're going to see a video featuring some, just a fraction, small fraction of the people who work here at Radio 1 Charlotte, a small fraction of people who we've touched in the community saying thank you, because every time we ask, you come through.
So there you go. That's a wrap. Reach out. Ramona Holloway socials, Matt Harris socials, Charlotte Morning Mix socials. Talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 107.9.